This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in here toll-free, take control of the airwaves if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Oh, and by the way, it has been an interesting week. We're going to get into some of the national news and such that that is going on out there, like apparently PayPal, it is against the terms of service to die.
Yes.
And, Daryl, you've got that story. We'll get into it here. But we're actually, I think there might be somebody on the line here. I'm going to double-check that. And, yes, there is. So we're going to start out with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. But also, It's been a good week for activism here in the Keene area. There's been two trials in 2 days that we've all... Well, you tried to go this morning, Daryl, but you got a little lost in the courthouse. We were in the secret courtroom.
We were trying to figure out how you got lost.
I didn't know that they put it in the not-a-courtroom.
It's a courtroom. It's just the one that nobody really knows is there. So we can talk about that. But let's go to Milton. He's in New York. The least free state of all the 50 states. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I think I've actually been, I think I've called into the show every day this week.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so I have two questions. The second one is a little bit divisive. But the first one is, would you vote for, if Bill Weld ends up being the nominee for the Libertarians, in 2020, would you
Bill
vote for
Weld,
him?
Before you ask the question, we have to explain who this guy is, you know, because people listen to the show who aren't political animals, who, you know, don't watch what goes on within the Libertarian Party, and you can't blame anybody for that because, you know, who really cares? But Bill Weld was the vice presidential candidate for the year 2016,
yes,
for the Libertarian Party. And the only reason why that's even noteworthy is because he's a former governor of Massachusetts.
Correct.
Which right there,
who joined the party
him.
2 weeks prior to being nominated.
Yeah.
Right. Which should also disqualify him from getting the nomination.
Yeah, it was a clear attempt to kind of hijack the party or continue the hijacking of the Libertarian Party,
right,
which for many years has been fielding less than Libertarian candidates, dramatically less than Libertarian candidates. People like Bill Weld, who actually used his whatever level of publicity he was given to pimp out Hillary Clinton while he was on the campaign field. So anyway, go ahead with your question now about Bill Weld.
And was pro gun control and was pro eminent domain, but
Well, he's from Massachusetts. I mean, that should have been all you needed to know to just say nope.
Yeah.
He's a former governor of Massachusetts.
Right.
That's all you need to tell me. This is not a libertarian. Now, maybe he had some major shift. I'm willing to accept that somebody could change their mind. I'm willing to accept that people can change and that, you know, he regrets being a statist back in the day when he was the governor. He's now come to the understanding that the non-aggression principle is the way to go and that he is a true libertarian now, but he's not. He didn't talk about the non-aggression principle. He only talked about it when I asked him about it when I was in person. I was crashing one of his campaign events with a Daryl W. Perry sign, and I asked him, Daryl, that's the guy sitting across from me here, who is running also for the Libertarian Party presidential nomination.
Yes.
And who actually is a libertarian with principles.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked him about the non-aggression principle, and he blew me off with some kind of answer about, well, it is the bedrock principle of the libertarians. And so, you know, then the next question, which I didn't ask or didn't get to ask, was, what should be, well, why aren't you talking about it in your campaign?
Yeah.
Because he didn't. So your question was, would we support what now?
My first question, I'll get to the second question later, but the first question I had about Bill Weld was, if he ends up being the Libertarian nominee in 2020, will you vote for him?
I can't make any kind of commitment like that. I can tell you I did not vote for them this time around, the 2016 time. You guys want to?
I wouldn't. I just don't feel the point for voting for another Democrat or Republican and putting the
somebody changed his party name.
If in 2 years,
I'm sorry, but I will vote for a candidate that's not going to get elected. I mean, I'm already voting for a candidate who's probably not going to. Not going to get elected. So
right, Bill
really
Weld's not going to get elected.
Right, I really don't have an issue voting for a candidate I know is not going to get elected.
In 2 years he, you know, actually becomes a libertarian.
Yeah, right. It's not happening.
If.
Very nice of you to give him the option.
The premise here is and
if pigs fly and Bill Weld becomes a libertarian and hell freezes over.
Right. So, like, there are a series of things that would have to happen before I would say yes.
Yeah.
Most likely, I will again write in none of the above.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't even vote for yourself?
I plead the fifth. And the third. And the 12th.
Because I wrote you in.
I wrote you in, too.
I did actually vote for myself last year. But
there's no shame,
in 2012.
Yeah. I'll be voting for myself for New Hampshire Senate.
In 2012, I wrote in none of the above.
In 2012, was that the year that... I think 2012 was the year that they put... No, it was 2008.
No, that was 2008
when George
Phillies
was on.
2012 was Johnson and Gray.
I don't remember if I voted for that guy in 2012.
But luckily for us here in New Hampshire, the presidential election has absolutely no bearing on ballot access.
Mm.
So my vote for none of the above does not wind up impacting whether or not the Libertarians retain ballot access.
So who would I vote for, though? I mean, first of all, we don't even know who else is going to be in the running. It's hard to really say. I mean, always there's the write-in of Vermin Supreme, which, you know, is a good protest. Write-in. Daryl, you have not announced whether or not. I think you've said you're not probably going to be seeking the
nomination. I have no intentions. People have been asking if I'm going to run, and I'll give the same answer now that I've been giving for about the last 9 months or so. If a committee is created that raises about $50,000 by the middle of this year, so, you know,
it's
sometime
over.
Soon, then I would, as long as there's a base of support.
Nobody's knocked on your door saying, we got
$30,000.
Yeah. Correct.
It's July 13th.
Correct.
30,000, good enough, Daryl. Please help us. There's going to be some decent candidates, I think.
Arvin Vora tossed his name in.
That's the
New Orleans.
That's the now former vice presidential candidate.
Vice chair.
Vice chair candidate, who was the vice chair.
Yeah, he was the vice chair.
Who has now stepped or lost the re-election?
He lost the election, yes.
Because he got out and, like, actually said libertarian things as the vice chairman and offended people, which is why he...
Oh, my Lord.
That's part of it, but also, like, the way he was saying... He was basically writing bumper stickers on Facebook where you can actually write a full thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, 75 comments in, he would actually write out a full thought explaining the little bumper sticker.
He was totally trolling people, and it was working, apparently. Milton, what was your second question?
So my second question is a little bit more divisive. Mm. What is best form of libertarianism? Anarcho-capitalism, classical liberalism, minarchism, or another form of libertarianism not mentioned?
Well, to me, there's only one form of libertarianism, which is the adherence of the non-aggression principle that says that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That's libertarianism to me.
Right.
I don't know about so you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I'm 100%
and all of those things that you mentioned fall within libertarianism. Now, there are
not
some
minarchism.
People...
Minarchism is the support of a small government, unless you're supporting a government somehow non-aggressive,
a voluntary government.
If you're taking the Nolan, you know, a quiz on the Nolan chart, and you know they've got more than one little square that falls within libertarian. Now, not all people that call themselves minarchists necessarily fall in the libertarian sphere.
So you're going with the big camp definition, the big tent definition of libertarian, which says, hey, as long as you're mostly on board with the non-aggression principle, we'll call you a libertarian.
I would say if somebody scores...
Jumping into the Mark Edge version.
No, I would say if somebody scores 90-90...
Yeah.
On the world's smallest political quiz, they're a libertarian.
They are for the purposes
of
somebody, that quiz.
If somebody scores, say, a 60-80, no, I'm sorry, they're not. But there are some people that would say, oh, well, it's on the border, so therefore.
I'd call a 90-90, an 80-80 or whatever. I'd call them leaning libertarian, but they still need to learn something on a few different issues.
Oh, they definitely need to learn more.
Just because they fall in there doesn't mean make them the face of the party.
No, 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 right, right. You got to be consistent. I mean, look, you
welcome
can join
them in and then get them the rest of the way
there. I'm not saying you can't have those people in the party, but they're not really libertarians unless they apply the principle consistently. It's a principle. We're coming up.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're doing a little, what they call in the radio business, cross-promotion. with the Tom Woods podcast. In fact, one of the Tom Woods listeners called in this week to say he was brand new to Free Talk Live. He's never heard of Free Talk Live before. And we're one of the first libertarian shows he's actually been able to turn on and actually continue listening to, because I guess other shows he just finds so awful he turns them off very quickly. So it was a nice compliment from a new listener that we got from Tom Woods. If you've not checked out Tom Woods, well, he's got his own talk show, and he's been producing it every single weekday since September of 2013. A lot of people got to know Tom Woods in the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. He's had guests on his show like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. We still have Milton on the line with us here in New York. He's called in with some kind of a Libertarian Party-related questions. He was asking us if we were going to support a presumptive nominee for the Libertarian Party, or what some people want to be the nominee, who's a political hack job named Bill Weld that was a former governor of Massachusetts. And all three of us said we would not support Bill Weld, as even if he got the nomination for the party. And then your other question was what the heck was it? I spaced on that one.
What is the best form of libertarianism?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's where I said, well, there's only one libertarian, which is somebody who adheres to the non-aggression principle. And because it's a principle, they should adhere to it consistently. If there are issues on which they are not adhering to that principle, then they are not a libertarian on those issues. You could give them the sort of generic category of libertarian if they're, you know, 75% to 90-plus percent libertarian. I'll give you that. But those people shouldn't be running for election.
I would say libertarians can have different opinions on issues and still be libertarian, but I wouldn't necessarily.
There are some where a libertarian will try to couch their opinion in non-aggressive terms and say this is the true libertarian position, and they don't agree with one another. So, like, intellectual property is one of those issues that divides some libertarians. Some people, because libertarians lot of them tend to believe in property rights, they also believe in this idea of intellectual property, which is a completely different kind of property than what we're used to. Normally, property is scarce, and intellectual property does not have that aspect of scarcity, and it ends up being a government-controlled, government enforced monopoly.
Definition.
Yeah. And so I think the true libertarian, obviously we would argue the true libertarian position is to be against intellectual property, but there are libertarians who I think can at the very least legitimately claim, well, we're in favor of non-aggression, but we believe that it's okay to use aggression in this case to protect your property because we believe in this property. So it's a fundamental disagreement on the definition of property.
Yeah. I want to know how they would attempt to protect their property
with violence. With the government, with violence.
I don't know.
Do you mean how would they protect their intellectual property in the absence of a state?
Yeah, I mean, if you get rid of the aggressors, have to somehow protect their property, right?
Well, see, everything into a smart contract, and you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement that when you come into my house, you won't use any of the aesthetics in my house to design something in your house. So you like my sink, but you can't then try to replicate my sink because therefore you're stealing my sink.
I guess
because it's my sink.
Yeah, but this is where I think it falls apart. I mean, okay, so somebody has a contract. We have a contract. I agree not to share, to reproduce the work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I violate that, that contract, okay?
It's provable that you violated it.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So what happens when the person that I shared it with violates something that they didn't actually agree to in the first place?
Yeah, that's where it all breaks down.
Right.
It really does.
See, you shared you signed a non-disclosure, and then you told somebody about the sink, and then they tried to recreate the sink, so therefore you still violated the contract.
Well, they would probably try to hold you to responsibility for all
you
of the...
You could hold me sharing. I think you could maybe hold me to be responsible
for it.
But how could they hold the person that I shared it with? And to them, it could go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the idea of trying to keep an idea to yourself in an era, in an age in which information travels in an instant. Milton, your thoughts? I mean, you called to ask us questions, but did you want to weigh in on your own questions?
Well, I mean, in terms of the Bill Weld question, I think I'd probably go for a write-in. I think I was 17 in 2016, so I couldn't vote. Mm. But if I could vote, I probably would have, even though I didn't love Gary Johnson, I would have probably sucked it up and voted for Gary Johnson. Because I didn't mind, well, I didn't agree with a lot of his ideas. I did like some of the ideas he had about private sector solutions to issues. But, I don't think, there's no way I could vote for Bill Weld. Bill Weld is a con artist, honestly.
Aren't they all?
Well, I mean, they're politicians, so
yeah.
Of course. You can't trust these people. And the idea that these libertarians think they're going to somehow bring extra publicity and that's going to benefit the party, well, maybe even if it were true that Bill Weld and Gary Johnson brought extra publicity, and I'm not sure there's any proof that they did, because the idea was, well, they're former governors, so therefore the media will like them. And so even if they do bring extra publicity, they're bringing extra publicity to non-libertarian ideas. And they are promoting on these television shows things that are not the non-aggression principle, things that are just watered down,
It's confusing. I mean, what's a libertarian?
Yeah.
What's coming out of so-called libertarians is not libertarian.
Correct. And so it'll leave people with a taste in their mouth of, if they know anything about politics, right? They'll leave this taste in their mouth like, libertarians sound like Republicans.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not.
And then,
not at all.
Yeah. And then, because, like, Donald Trump was like a two-term governor. Oh, wait, no, he wasn't. Never mind.
I mean, there's an argument that Donald Trump would be a more libertarian vote than Bill Weld at this point.
No.
Thank you for the call tonight, Milton. I appreciate it.
There's an argument. I don't think it's a good argument. I don't think it's a valid argument, but there is. One could argue anything.
Yeah,
we have people that call in to argue that the earth is flat.
We need to have an argument
over... Don't bring them out of the woodwork. God, I hope you didn't just summon them.
We need to have a debate over who's more libertarian, Hillary Clinton or Trump.
No, Hillary just needs to go away, and besides, Bill Weld already vouched for her.
He did.
They're lifelong friends.
He knew her way back during Watergate or whatever was his story. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Look, I mean, all of it really doesn't matter anyway because we're talking about the presidential election for the United States, and you know that organization, even if a libertarian did win, even if through some miracle there was an actual libertarian who ran and got the nomination, and then they
get the nomination.
Yeah, but I mean an actual libertarian gets the nomination.
Gotcha.
And then they somehow win. Well, there's a strong argument that really wouldn't be that good for libertarians either, because then they'd be up against a bunch of Republicans and Democrats, and people would blame them for all the problems.
If a libertarian gets elected to the presidency, you know they're going to have some members in Congress. Things don't happen in a vacuum.
I hope you're right. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
During the summit, I made clear all NATO allies must honor their obligations, and I'm pleased to report that we have received substantial commitments from members to increase their defense spending and to do so in a much more timely manner.
President Donald Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II. The president is now spending the weekend in Scotland. A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Congressman Lee Zeldin says left or right, this has to concern you.
Whether you are Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, we should be concerned about cybersecurity, whether they breach a system that has to do with the DNC or DCCC, or if it's a Republican network.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on air call in line room, which I just noticed somebody's sitting very patiently waiting in. So we're going to get to that here shortly. But with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And I wanted you to know about the Blink Home Security System. It's a wireless camera-based system, and it is super affordable. So you actually do get good and cheap put together. It's hard to find those things. But you get that with the Blink Home Security System. You order the Blink Security System. It comes to your house. You unbox it, put the batteries in, and then just put the cameras up wherever you want to. If you need to change the location of the camera, you know, get a better angle or something, it's not a problem. You don't have to run wires. So it makes it so much easier to get this thing set up. All you do is put the cameras where you want. You plug the hub in somewhere in the home, and preferably a central location. And then you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device. It is that simple. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 15%, the already very affordable system, 15% off extra because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL as we go to. He's a libertarian banker and on the line with us via the Discord on-air call-in line room. Hello, banker.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just wanted to call in real quick.
Yeah.
I hope my connection's all right.
Sounds good.
It's been a while since I've called on this topic, but it's going to be the Federal Reserve, like always. There's a lot of people that complain about price fixing, and, you know, they complain OPEC is a cartel and they're price fixing, but they never talk about the Federal Reserve and the cartel of banks that fix the price of the U.S. dollar, which is the world reserve currency and used to denominate a lot of different assets, the classes. So But, you know, the Federal Reserve is part of the reason, I think, that the rich have gotten richer over the past 10 years.
Mm.
And that's because they can take this money, this really cheap money that the Federal Reserve has made really cheap, you know, really low interest rates, and invest that into their businesses and make their make more money. Whereas the people who have no money, they're the ones that have to deal with a really small rate in their savings account and make nothing.
Right.
So that is part of the reason that everybody screams about wealth inequality in this country is because the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates low for unreasonably long. And no, you know, it makes the politicians look good. And that's why they love this tool. They take this tool.
Are you saying the interest rate that the rich pay is much lower?
No, I'm saying that if you can borrow money at an interest rate of 4%, which, you know, if rates have been really low for a long time, and you could take that money and earn, you know, 20% by investing it in a business, whereas that same 4% rate, you earn that on a savings account, you know, leverage. It's all about leverage. The rich know how to leverage the money and take it and turn it into more, and when they can borrow it super cheap, they're going to borrow more of it and take more risk and leverage more.
That's but what you're explaining would be possible whether there was a Federal Reserve or not. People can always borrow money. Like,
well,
people borrowed money before there was the Federal Reserve.
But as the demand increases, let's say as rates run, you know, super low, and the demand for the money increases, well, the rate would then increase. The price of money is going to increase as the demand increases.
But you're saying that doesn't happen in the Federal Reserve system. You're saying they set a rate and then they just keep it there arbitrarily. Hello?
They either print or remove dollars from circulation to control the price of money, which is the interest rate.
Right. And you're saying that wouldn't happen in a marketplace of money because then the price of the loans would go up if supply was getting short.
As demand goes up.
Because in the marketplace, would there be a federal?
Yeah.
So the question is, would there be such a thing as fractional reserve banking? Because that's another important thing to bring up here is the reason why you mentioned printing. The reason why they're able to do this is because they can essentially expand the money supply infinitely,
right?
And they give their banks, their member, the FDICs, you know, the private banks that are sort of members of that or whatever, they give them the ability to just loan out money that they don't even have through the fractional reserve system. Would that exist without a government monopoly on money?
I believe it absolutely would, yeah, because it's a service for people, and banks can make money doing it. But banks multiplying and taking basically keeping $1 in reserves and loaning out, you know, 9 of them. If you have $10, they're going to loan out 9 and only keep 1 and hope that everybody doesn't come redeem it, right? So 9 to 1.
You're saying they would continue doing that in the marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's profitable for banks. And if the money allows it, then absolutely they would do it. I mean, blacksmiths were doing it with gold.
Hmm.
So you would take your gold to a blacksmith, and they would issue a gold, you know, some sort of certificate that said the amount that you had with them. And then they found out, oh, well, I can actually...
Well, then if the banks can do...
To make more.
If the banks can do fractional reserve without the government around telling them they can, then how would there be a limit on the money supply if the banks can just print out as much as they want in a private market?
Well, it's just like I said, the gold, there needs to be something backing it then, right? So you were like the blacksmith situation. You had gold backing it. Gold was the money, but they had... Almost like
I can answer the question
for Bitcoin, almost, right?
I can answer the question, Ian. What would wind up preventing someone from just making 1,000 to 1 is people would catch on, and then
inflation, right?
People wouldn't wind up. We're also assuming that there's not a legal tender law where the government says you must accept this.
Uh-huh.
So then people would realize, wait a second. They have issued a lot more notes than what they actually have. Don't trust that as a currency.
Would they realize it, though?
I think some people
absolutely
would.
Absolutely, they would. When the businesses stop accepting it. Because,
well, then what is what would be now? This we obviously don't know the answer to, right? Because we haven't had the freedom
to
really
all theoretical,
to really experience this.
where would the market set a rate? If the government says you can do $9 out of 10 loan, or $9 on top of one or whatever, if you have one on deposit, you can then loan out nine times that. If the federal government approves that, which is what's my understanding of the way it works, that's what you were explaining just a moment ago, Libertarian Banker, what would the market rate be? Would it be 2-1, 3-1?
I think it would be exactly the same, because here's why. Because the reserve requirements is actually much lower than the banks actually keep. Like, if you look at the reserve requirement, I think it's like 6 to 8%, and banks.
Yeah, I think it's like 8.5.
Yeah, banks. So I think it would be right where it is, to be honest with you, because that's where the acceptable form of risk is. That's, now, if people's mentality shifts and they don't trust the bank, then it's going to have to be, you know, keep much more in reserves. So
now, I do think that you would wind up seeing, you know, a handful of full reserve depositories.
Uh-huh.
And then people would wind up trusting them. It would be a higher rate, but then you would know they're actually keeping everything that I deposit.
Yeah.
They're keeping that on hand.
All right. Banker, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, and one more thing is, you know, we're in a current situation now where the Federal Reserve, again, is keeping rates. They don't know where it's supposed to be, so they're probably keeping them artificially low, and that is making a student loan and a car loan bubble that is going to pop at some point. And in addition to that, it's also pumping a bunch of money into the stock market, which has been on almost a 10-year run at this point. And,
well, the federal guarantee of student loans is what's really feeding that student loan bubble.
Absolutely. And the low interest rates, too, do not help. Because I tell you, if rates were in the 16-18% for those, where they should be, because you're making loans to 18-year-olds with no job, you know, then less people would borrow, I think, at that point.
Libertarian Banker, thanks for the call. Thanks for the banking expertise. Definitely appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
And because the loans are being federally guaranteed, then the banks are discouraged from having a higher interest rate on those people that have absolutely no credit history.
Right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, since we're talking about money, you got a story about PayPal, Daryl, about how apparently it is against the terms of service to expire, meaning you die.
Yes.
There's more on the way here, and you can share your thoughts. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can join us here on the radio. The number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our username on Skype, if you would like to call that way, is lrn.fm, or dial us up through the Discord on-air call-in line room. That is the top room on our Discord server, which you can get into for free, because Discord's cool like that. It is a chat system in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. So I'm in there pretty frequently, pretty much all the time. And Daryl doesn't seem to much care for the Discord server, and Chris never will join the Discord server because it's not open source. But most of our hosts are actually in there, just not on Friday nights. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of which may be trolling you, others maybe not. Head on over there and have fun. There's different chat rooms, different subjects, cryptocurrency, gaming, Free Talk Live. So during the show, the Free Talk Live channel is the busy one, but there's other channels there and different topics with which you can discuss with other folks that you don't know, or some that you do know, like the Libertarian Banker. At least you know of them. You've heard them on the air. So Libertarian Banker is one of our participants there. So check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. And again, it's the best way to get on the air with us because it sounds better than any other method, in my opinion. So if you join that top room, the Discord on-air call-in line room, then you'll be able to hop on in and talk to us on the radio. Sound like you're sitting here in the studio. Coming up, a model has taken it all off near a holy site in the Middle East. We'll tell you about that coming up here.
I'm curious how she climbed this flagpole.
I don't see her on top of a flagpole. Maybe you've seen more photos than I have. So
you sent me to the website, and I'm taking a look, and she's up a flagpole.
All right, so I'll have to check that out here in a little bit. But we'll tell you about that on the way. First, though, the PayPal story. They're in the news for coming after somebody for dying during their...
You are in breach of condition 15.4C of your agreement with PayPal Credit, as we receive notice that you are deceased.
What?
That is a very real message that a British man received 3 weeks after informing PayPal of his wife's death on May 31st.
Who? Was this an automated response that went out to somebody? I mean, what?
I don't think that was clear.
How does this happen?
Howard Dirtle first wrote on Facebook, "What empathy-lacking machine sent this?"
Right?
And then he shared a copy of the letter, which threatened legal action over his wife's $4,200 debt, which her widower says her estate could not cover. PayPal told the New York Times, "As soon as our teams became aware of the mistake, we contacted Mr. Dirtle directly to offer our support, cleared the outstanding debt, and closed his wife's account," adding that they made changes to ensure that an insensitive error of this nature never happens again.
Wow. I mean, I wonder what the real
death
reason
is
was.
A violation of the terms of service.
I wonder what the real reason for this was. I mean, was there actually an employee who was just feeling ornery that day and felt like, you know, sending a rude message out to somebody, some grieving spouse out there? I mean, how does this happen?
I don't know.
It sounds like somebody just followed standard operating procedures and did the minimum amount of work that was necessary to get the job done.
No, it seems to me.
Why does that letter even exist to be sent in the first place?
Well, it's a template, right?
Right, so it's a template.
They just copied and pasted some words into the right spots to make it, you know.
And it's probably not even them copying and pasting. It's probably a script of, and let me ask this question. Have either of you ever sent a letter to Congress? Like a letter to your member of Congress.
Like, personally, no, but I've gone on those websites where you type in your name and they
and
fill in a letter.
Do you always get a form response to where somebody will, you know, like,
some
read,
snapper.
Oh, yeah. It's on subject X. Right. Here's the letter that we send in response to subject X.
Our standard response.
Standard response. So this, it was, oh, you're in violation of the terms of service because fill in the blank reason for violation.
Exactly.
You said you died, so therefore violation.
I mean, it's still to me, it's just like, I guess what you're saying is this person wasn't even paying attention to what they were doing. They were just copying and pasting without even thinking about what they were doing.
Well, no, I mean, it's kind of like Daryl said. It's probably somebody read the letter that they were sent or the documentation, and then they selected something from a drop-down, and that drop-down then sent an automated letter.
Without thinking, right?
Correct.
Because otherwise, if you looked and saw what you were doing, you'd be like, what are we doing? Why are we sending this?
Yeah, they
what?
Just followed standard procedure, and nobody's ever probably, like, made us think about it before.
So you think this is not the first time such a letter's been sent out?
I doubt it. I mean, there's got to be, you know, a company like PayPal has got, you know, got to be sending tons of these out, you know, on a regular basis.
New York Times says a PayPal spokesman declined to specify how such a letter was sent in the first place or what changes are being made since the episode. One thing to point out here that the New York Times mentions that the other article did not is that in Britain, spouses are not automatically responsible for their partner's debt.
Good. Why would they be?
Oh, in the United States, if you're married and you have some government thing saying you're married, then you become basically a
partner
owner of everything, including all of their debts.
Wouldn't that only apply to half and then?
No.
No. No, no. You'd become, if they've got
a
huge college
loan. It's only half
if
there's a divorce. And then you wind up, unless there's a prenup, then you are responsible for half
or the
amount that
you
put in.
If you don't want to pay my debts, you don't love me.
Huh?
I would assume, all right, yeah, I guess I'm wrong, but I would assume that it would be if you any joint accounts that you had, it would be, you know, and half of any assets.
You would assume wrong, apparently, in the United States.
On what plane? Like, what's the logic? There's no logic. It's government.
You obviously don't know anything about true love. I mean, come on. Clearly, you truly love somebody. You're willing to take on all of their debts. Come on.
Right. So if you ever got married, your car becomes your spouse's car. Their car becomes your car. But you're also the owner of it.
Wouldn't that depend on any kind of other agreements, like a prenuptial or something to that effect?
If there's a prenuptial agreement.
And what happens if their prenuptial says something otherwise?
Well, that's a good question.
So
that might override, I don't know.
Right. A prenuptial agreement would override the default, this is standard operating procedure.
Okay.
So there you go.
So it's kind of like, you know, in organizations, a lot of times they'll say, we follow Robert's Rules of Procedure, asterisks, except for where we've written our own rules.
Right, so this would be
so absent prenup. Your own rule, this is the default.
So the prenup would have to say something like, we will each continue to maintain our own separate finances and shall not be responsible for the debts of one another, that kind of thing.
I don't know. It seems to me like it wouldn't be unreasonable to default to an assumption that 50% of one's combined assets...
this isn't even combined assets. This is any debt.
This is a debt.
So this is debts that would include debts incurred before the marriage.
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
Continuing on with the article
if
here.
If you get married to somebody who's got a load of college debt, and that was after they went to college that you married that person, you are now responsible for that.
Continuing with the article, speaking to the New York Times, the president of consumer rights advocacy group Public Citizen blames companies' increasing reliance on software and algorithms to communicate with customers.
Yeah.
Per the BBC, Dirtle was told a software glitch, bad letter template, or human error was likely to blame, but the exact cause remains an internal secret.
Interesting. There you go, PayPal. What a monster company.
Yeah, don't die. You violate PayPal's terms of service.
Yeah, look, I understand PayPal wants to get their money back. Obviously, right. They're out $4,900 or whatever the amount of money was on that. But, hey, that's just what happens when people die is they can't pay their debts very effectively. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Since we're talking about money, I've got a money-related story that's crypto-related as well. Saw the headline today out of Bitcoin.com, news.bitcoin.com, that cryptocurrency exchange Binance, which apparently is the top exchange. I did not realize that. They're the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume. And this is, I believe, a Chinese exchange. They're working on a project to launch a decentralized bank, which I don't know how you can have a decentralized bank. So I don't know if they're calling it decentralized because it's run by crypto people.
Yeah.
I'd like to know more about exactly what would qualify a bank as decentralized. They're planning to launch it in the country of Malta, which it has been recently working to kind of position itself as a cryptocurrency industry-friendly country. So they've been trying to attract cryptocurrency investors and businesses, and apparently Binance isn't alone as far as crypto companies that are looking to relocate from where they currently are to Malta. We'll tell you about that a little bit more here. Also, in other international headlines, we've got the story about this model who has bared it all near a holy site, I think in Jerusalem, and some people are mad about it. Come up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.